All over Iraq, the question of who's in charge is being raised. The United States hopes to answer that, at least temporarily, by establishing a provisional civil administration. A retired U.S. general will run the administration. He and his team of advisors are waiting in Kuwait, prepared to go into Iraq, possibly within days. At the same time, Iraqi exiles have now been transported by U.S. airlift to southern Iraq to help the U.S. civil reconstruction. But disagreements have emerged between the U.S. and Great Britain over how central a role the United Nations should play. From Kuwait, NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
According to the Iraqi National Congress, 700 anti-Saddam fighters flew to the city of Nasiriyah on Sunday. The INC says they were flown in on a U.S. Air Force 130 transport plane. Ahmed Shalabi, a longtime Iraqi opposition figure and head of the INC, is among those who arrived in Nasiriyah. He issued a statement calling on the Iraqi people to, in his words, join with us in removing the final remnants of the Saddam Hussein regime. At the daily command briefing in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks was asked if he could confirm that the U.S. military had aided the Iraqi National Congress to reach Nasiriyah.
At this point, I don't want to characterize exactly what work has been done in recent days with the Iraqi National Congress, but there is ongoing work. Suffice it to say that there are Iraqis outside of Iraq who are interested in helping to liberate their country, and we are interested in having them contribute to that effort.
The Iraqi National Congress is just one of many contending factions of the Iraqi opposition, but it has been favored by the Pentagon in the planning for the war. It does not enjoy the support of the State Department or the CIA. This is just one of several controversial aspects of the Bush administration's plans for bringing a new government to Iraq once the war is over. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, speaking yesterday on the Sunday TV talk shows, said the U.S. wants to put in place a process that can lead eventually to the establishment of democratic government in Iraq.
The right goal is to move as quickly as we can to a government that is, if I could paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, of the Iraqis, by the Iraqis, for the Iraqis, not to make them a colonial administration or a UN administration or run in any way by foreigners.
At the same time, a large team of American specialists has been in Kuwait getting ready to move quickly into Iraq once it is safe to operate there. They will work on humanitarian aid, reconstruction, and civil administration. They have already divided Iraq into three zones, each to be headed by an American area coordinator. It is expected that there will also be American senior advisors in each of 23 Iraqi government ministries. The State Department and the Defense Department have been arguing over who will control this process. The operation is headed by a retired U.S. general, Jay Garner. Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz yesterday played down the rivalry over the post-war operation in Iraq.
Jay Garner is going to have an interagency team that includes all departments together. His instructions will come from the President through the Secretary of Defense, through General Franks. But bear in mind, this is the part of the administration that's focused on getting things functioning and running. It is not the ultimate government of Iraq. That has to be a choice of the Iraqi people.
Part of the disagreement in Washington is over whether this process should be internationalized by bringing in the United Nations. The Pentagon and many key advisors in the White House do not want a central role for the UN. But today, Britain's Defense Secretary, Geoffrey Hoon, signaled that the British government does.
We want to see UN authority for the operations there in exactly the way that we did in operations in Afghanistan. But as far as maintaining security in the immediate aftermath of a conflict, it is obviously right and indeed best that that should be carried out by those forces on the ground who are aware of the security threats.
In Washington yesterday, Paul Wolfowitz avoided giving a direct answer when he was asked whether the Bush administration envisions a key role for the UN in post-war Iraq.
It's going to be a partnership of the coalition countries. The UN has an important role to play in that, not only the UN functional agencies, I think, but also the UN as a mechanism for mobilizing international support. And I think there's going to be a lot of international support.
In New York today, Secretary General Kofi Annan said only the UN could bestow international legitimacy on a new government in Iraq. But there does not seem to be much appetite in Washington to go back to the UN and ask it to play a key role after the war. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.